Shall we play a game?
How about global thermal nuclear war?
How about a nice game of Skyrim?
All right, welcome back. Dark Brotherhood, part 11. We're about to head to Castle Dower. As always, if you enjoy the show, you can leave a review on iTunes. That would be awesome. Also, Skyrimatic Podcast, check that out. Check out the Fallout feed if you play Fallout. They're doing a roundtable currently. We're planning an Oblivion roundtable coming up sometime later this summer at Skyrimatic Podcast if you want to check that out. As always, ASA Game Talk and the Chatterbox, DameNet Television, and Earwash Show. Also, check all those out over at ASAPodcasting.com. Alrighty. Alright, let's see. We're in solitude. Let's head up the steps by the Smith.
Jari, it doesn't matter how many times you ask.
Somebody talking to Jari there. I'm going to avoid that.
Armor, forget.
You're missing out on some wonderful opportunities working in that bar.
This city is crawling with Imperial Legion, and you know what? I'm still nervous.
Here we go. Let's talk to Commander Morrow.
Stop right there. The tower is off limits until further notice.
Here's my writ of passage.
What's this now?
An order of His Eminence, possessor of these papers, the Gourmet.
By Azra, the Gourmet. I'm sorry. Your clothes, of course. I should have realized. Please, excuse my ignorance. Gianna, the castle chef, has been eagerly awaiting your arrival.
Excellent.
You should proceed to the kitchen straight away.
Excellent, I shall. Let's go. So, we are entering Castle Dower. We are in the throne room. Whoops, let's see. We need to find the kitchen. There we go. There is. Here we are. We are at the kitchen. Here's Gianna.
Not another delivery. I told you people our stocks are fine. Now put whatever you have over there, then get out.
I am the Gourmet.
The Gourmet? Oh, finally. When I heard the Gourmet was being brought in to cook for the Emperor, I could hardly believe it. It's just...
Yes?
You? You're an Argonian? Where did you learn to cook like that? Surely not in Black Marsh. Why, even the...
Enough. The Gourmet is here to cook, not talk.
Oh, yes, but of course. The Emperor has requested your signature dish, the Potage le Magnifique. I've taken the liberty of getting it started. But the cookbook only says so much, and everyone makes the potage differently. I would be honored if we could make it the Gourmet's special way. The base broth is already boiled. We can get started right now. So, which ingredient should I add next?
Definitely carrots.
Carrots? Really? Okay. What next?
Vampire dust.
Vampire dust? Seriously? Yes, I guess I can see how that would add a more earthy texture. And oddly enough, we do have some on hand. All right, what next then?
One Nirn root.
Really? Oh, I use Nirn root as a special seasoning all the time as well. What a wonderful idea. Okay, now what?
Just add one septum.
A septum? As in a gold coin?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Ah, I see now. That would give the Potage le Magnifique a slightly metallic but delicious aftertaste. Simply brilliant. I have to say, the stew seems done. Add anything else and we may dilute the distinct flavors. So, is that it?
There is one minor ingredient, but it's a secret here.
Oh? What is this? Some kind of herb? Are you sure? The potage tastes perfect as it is. Any other ingredient might...
Now, Gianna, who's the Gourmet?
I'm sorry. Of course, it's your most famous recipe after all. All right, then. Your secret ingredient's been added. And if I may say so, It has been an honor getting a chance to prepare a meal with, well, the best chef in the entire empire. I'll carry the stew pot and lead the way up to the dining room. I'm sure the Emperor and his guests are dying to meet you.
All right, let's follow Gianna to the dining room. Okay, we are exiting the kitchen. Ow, cat! Oh, sorry, my cat just put his claws in my leg. it was not a Khajiit. It was an actual cat. sorry about that. The three-legged cat decided to stretch on my leg, using my leg as a scratching post. Bad idea. All right, we are walking across the throne room to the kitchen. And up the stairs. Away from the kitchen, I should say.
But aren't you even the least bit nervous after everything that's happened?
You mean the wedding? My cousin's apparent murder? An unfortunate misunderstanding. No more. Cold mead, hot tempers. These things happen.
We're following Gianna. Can hear the,
Here we are. Gods, I'm nervous.
Noble people speaking.
Just a moment. Please, yes. I'll serve. You just stand there and be amazing.
An isolated incident.
Sounds
and I
good.
Have been assured that the fault was with the man's son alone. Truth is, we are in no danger whatsoever. Killing an emperor can be useful. But befriending one, now that's beneficial. As I'm sure you'd all agree.
We are in a room with the emperor.
Here we are, honored.
A couple noble people. And some guards.
The potage le magnifique. So delicious. My friends, as emperor, I of course reserve the right of first taste. Oh, how marvelous. Just delicious. It is everything I had hoped it would be. I think something's wrong.
He's about to fall over.
By the gods, the gorm.
Oh, just exited the tower. We ran out the door. We're running across the bridge to where we were told to escape.
That man was the most insufferable decoy the Emperor has ever employed.
Oh.
I'm glad he's dead. But I'm even happier that you killed him. You, an assassin for the Dark Brotherhood, just made an attempt on the Emperor's life. Would have succeeded had it been the real man. Surprised? So was I when a member of your family came to me with a plan. We worked out a deal, you see. An exchange. I get you, and the Dark Brotherhood gets to continue its existence.
Interesting.
But you know what? I've changed my mind. How about this? I kill you and butcher each and every one of your miserable little friends. Your sanctuary is being put to the sword right now. That's what I think of this deal. You killed my son. All of you. And now you'll pay the price.
Oh, boy.
Kill him. Make sure there's nothing left to bury.
So that was Morrow. And he is not happy. We're going to put our armor back on so maybe we can get out of here. And we're going to run like heck. Oh, that was an arrow to the chest.
Hurry.
We are running down the tower. We are getting out of town as quick as we can.
They're actually fighting.
There we go. All right, we took off. We're out of there. We got to get to the sanctuary and warn everybody. I think I have a feeling who ratted us out. All right, we are outside Solitude. To get to safety, we're running along the water. We just want to get to a safe area away from town. I'm gonna duck in the shadows here and hide. We are now hidden. Okay, good. We are hidden. Let's get to that sanctuary. We should probably not fast travel right there, just in case. So we're going to go... We're going to fast travel to the roadside ruins right next to the sanctuary. That should keep us a safe distance in case there's anything going on there we don't know about. All right. Okay, let's see there, Shadowmir. We're gonna sneak. Let's get our daggers out. Heading towards the sanctuary from the roadside ruins. Which means I see some horses. I see a guard over there. Alright, we're gonna... We need to be very careful here. We are sneaking through the woods and we're gonna try and take care of these guys. One by one.
What was that?
The one guard has been alerted, but... We're behind a tree, hidden.
I know I heard something.
There we go. Got him. Alright, I think we should use a muffle spell here. Alright, we are going to continue. Now we're going to go. There's a carriage here, a horse. We're up high. The sanctuary is down below. I'm gonna see if I can see what's going on down there before heading down. I see a couple of Pentis Oculatus down there.
Is someone there?
How long can it take to run through a few assassins?
We gotta hide. Some more people coming. They've been alerted. I see him. I see him. Okay. There's a gentleman coming up from down below. He's walking up the road.
What was that?
Obviously, we were caught. Obviously, we are caught. We are dead. That didn't go well. All right. Let's see what we can do with this situation. This is tough because we are not... We're good at sneak and daggers, but we are not great at anything else. So this is a very touchy situation we have going on here. We may need to... Actually, what we should do is grab Shadowmir to use as a tank. There we go. So we're going to do that. Let's go find Shadowmir again. And we're just going to run Shadowmir down there. Let's see if that works. All right, here we are. Whoa. I don't want to be sneaking. I can't find the door. There we go. I'm trying to get to the door. Oof. We're almost to the door. Let me take a potion. Alright, we're in the sanctuary. Shadowmir, we've left her out there to take care of the situation. We can only hope we can survive this. All right, we're going to get into sneak mode here. The whole place is crumbling. There's blood on the floor. It's smoky down here. There's bodies.
This place will be raging soon. Some men deeper in. Wanted to be sure.
What was that? Someone there.
Do your worst!
There's two Penis Oculatus agents down below. Set the oil on fire down there. Alright, I got him. Double daggers. Alright, one died in the fire. There's one down here that's dead. There's oil everywhere. They are burning this sanctuary to the ground. Let's see. Astrid's room is on fire. Fight going on. I'm in the main area. Everything is just flames. There's a werewolf there. Armbjorn's here as a werewolf. He just went down.
No one can save you now!
We're taking on a Penis Oculatus. Whoop. Oh, we just died in a fire. Alright, we're gonna have to try this again. There's a lot of fire around. This is a tough scene here. Alright, let's get back into sneak mode. Flames out. Alright, we used some flames this time. It's a quick save here. Okay, we took care of those two agents on the first level. Let's continue down. It is a mess down here. Vizara is here dead on the floor. See if we can get a. You know what? We're gonna use our bow here. Oh, we just hit Armbjorn by accident. All right, we took out an agent. We're in sneak mode here. There's another agent over here. Let's get my daggers out. There we go, he's done. He snuck up on us, but we were able to get him. Alright. This sanctuary is not going to hold up. Armbjorn didn't make it, he's dead on the floor. We have to go up through this way. Past the word wall to the left. Let's see. Let's make sure nobody's up here. Gabriella is dead. Heading down.
If I am to die today, so be it. You'll not soon forget the Dark Brotherhood.
Oh, there's Nazir's attacker.
You're nothing, hear me? Nothing!
Alright, we're helping out Nazir here. He's being attacked by Arcturus.
That's the end.
Oh man, we are on fire. Let's take a resist fire potion. Alright, we took care of Arcturus. That was tough. Talk to Nazir.
So you are alive. I was starting to wonder.
The Emperor was a trap. We were set up.
Considering most of us are now dead, I assumed as much. And before you ask, no, I don't think it was you. Well, maybe I did. But you saving my sorry hide just now sort of erased my doubts. So, thanks.
Well, we gotta get out of here.
You've got that right. Only a matter of time before we're roasted alive. Come on.
All right, we're gonna exit the sanctuary. We're following Nazir out.
Listener, I am your only salvation. Come, embrace me.
We are with the Night Mother in her coffin.
I can do this all day!
We have to kill this. We can't get in right now. We're gonna have to take care of this agent. In the coffin. There
There's
we go.
Got to be a way out of here.
Hopefully we don't bake in here. Blackness
hurry,
now.
Nazir. I'm telling you, he's in there.
I'm going as fast as I can, you stupid she-devil. I don't see you helping.
I'm not exactly built for manual labor. Now come on, you've almost got it.
One more pull. There.
Can you get it open?
I think so. Just hold on a moment.
You must speak with Astrid. Here in the Dark Brotherhood Sanctuary.
So I am exiting,
Whoa, Mother's coffin. Slow down. It's all right. You've been through a lot. Maybe you should just sit down for a bit.
I have to speak with Astrid now.
She's here? By Sithis, I thought we'd lost her. Let's go!
Alright, we are in the sanctuary. Going past the word wall. Not sure where she is. Here we go. We're heading up the steps. The fires all seem to be out. I don't know where she is. I must have missed her. Where am I? I'm having a hard time finding her. Oh, here she is. Oh, wow. She did the black sanctuary. She's in the middle. Oh. She's bloody on the floor. Blade of Woe.
Alive. You're alive. Thanks to this.
She is burned beyond recognition. Astrid.
Shh. Please. There is much I have to say. And not much time. I'm sorry. So very sorry. The Penitus Oculatus. Mero. He said that by giving you to them, he would leave the Dark Brotherhood alone. Forever. Oh, my Sithis, I was such a fool. All of this, it's all my fault. You are the best of us. And I nearly killed you. As I've killed everyone else.
You'll be judged by Sithis.
No. Don't pity me. I deserve whatever fate the Dreadlord has in store.
Oh, I agree.
I betrayed you. And now Mero has betrayed me. Fitting. I just wanted things to stay the way they were. Before Cicero. Before the Night Mother. Before you. I thought I could save us. I was wrong. But you're alive. So there's still a chance. A chance to start over. Rebuild. That's why I did this. Don't you see? I prayed to the Night Mother. I am the Black Sacrament.
What are you saying?
I'm saying you were right. The Night Mother was right. The old ways. They guided the Dark Brotherhood for centuries. I was a fool to oppose them. And to prove my sincerity, I have prayed for a contract. You lead this family now. I give you the Blade of Woe so that you can see it through. You must kill me.
So, taking the Blade of Woe. And here we go, Astrid.
Thank you.
Astrid, by the sands, I still can't wrap my head around it.
I know. It's a horrible scene. All right, let's go talk.
If I hadn't heard it with my own ears, I wouldn't have believed it. How could Astrid have done this to us?
Astrid.
Strangely,
by
I feel
the sands,
only pity for
I still can't wrap my head
if
around
I hadn't it. Heard it with my I wouldn't have believed it. How could Astrid have done this to us? Strangely, I feel only pity for her.
Let's go find the Night Mother again. Who's back in the waterfall area?
Astrid is dead. It is as it should be. May she find redemption in the void. But while you live, the Dark Brotherhood lives. We must fulfill our contract. Emperor Titus Mead II must be eliminated. Speak with Armand Mortier at the Bannered Mare in Whiterun. He will know the true Emperor's location. But first, inform Nasir of your plans, for you are the listener and must bind this family together.
Alrighty, here we go. Let's go speak to Nasir on our way out. Oh, there we go. For some reason, I'm getting very lost in here. Probably the darkness. All right. Let him know what is going to go on here.
By Sithis, what a mess. I guess this is the end.
No.
What? Well, what did she say?
I have to go find Armand Mortier in Whiterun and speak to him about the real Emperor.
Armand Mortier? But that would mean...
Yes. We are going to assassinate the Emperor.
You mean there's still a chance? But how? Our plan has gone to ruin. Everyone is dead. The family...
Our family lives, Nasir.
All right then. Go. Go, my listener. Find out what that slimy bastard Mortier has to say. Then send the Emperor to Sithis. Ah, but when you're done, there's no use returning here, is there? I was thinking, the Dawnstar Sanctuary. We could make a proper home there. Listen, when you're finished with this Emperor business, meet Babette and me there. I'll find some way to move the Night Mother. Don't worry. Now go. And come back with a barrel full of gold, huh?
Sounds like a plan.
Babette, my... pack your things. We're moving.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Yeah. Oh, there's a unusual gem here at the sanctuary, which I'm not getting involved in. All right. We are going to head to Whiterun quickly and speak to Amon Motier. Head to the Bannered Mare and see what he has to tell us about this whole situation. Hopefully he has real information on the location of the real Emperor, and we can take care of this business. All right, we are on our way to the Bannered Mare. Mr. Voltaire. Hopefully he hasn't double-crossed us as well. I have to make sure I've changed out of my chef's clothing. I believe I have. Let's see. We've arrived in Whiterun. It is nearly 8 p.m. All right. It's a beautiful night. Beautiful evening, I should say. Skies are clear. No rain.
Sausages. I'm cooking a special breakfast for a friend, and they're his favorite.
Would your good friend be named John, by any chance? I've spied the two of you talking quite recently.
All right, here we are, heading into the Bannered Mare.
Come on in. We got warm food, warm drinks, and warm beds.
Seems Amand is in the back here.
What is it? I said I didn't wish to be disturbed.
We have unfinished business.
By the gods! You're alive! But I had heard your sanctuary. Please, you mustn't think I had anything to do with that. I wanted the Emperor dead. The true Emperor. I still do. It was Maro.
Where is he?
You mean, after all that's transpired, the Dark Brotherhood will still honor the contract?
This is a local
favorite. Why, this is astounding news! Wonderful news!
Ragnar the
Emperor is still in Skyrim, but not for long. He's on board his ship, the Katariya, moored offshore in the Solitude Inlet. But you must hurry. If you can get on board that ship, kill Titus Mead II, as contracted. I will reveal the location of the dead drop that holds your payment.
But then he went Excellent. Quiet, did Ragnar the
Red, when he met the shield well, maiden I don't Matilda, know. It's in the Solitude Inlet. That's the channel just north of the docks. Oh, you talk and you I suppose you should go to the docks and swim?
Where is Maro?
Yes. I can imagine you'd want to settle that score. Last I heard, he was at the Solitude Docks conducting the Emperor's departure. Please, make haste. Won't stay moored forever. We won't get a chance like this again.
All right. We are going to head to Solitude. Next episode, we will be meeting up with the Emperor and Maro and taking care of business for the Dark Brotherhood. So that's been this episode of Let's Play Skyrim. Check out the next one coming soon.
The General Good Store.
And check out all the other podcasts at asapodcasting.com. Later, everyone. Thank you for listening to this episode of Let's Play Skyrim. Opening and closing theme music provided by Visager. Visit visager.us to hear all of his other music. To contact the show, email skyrimaticpodcast@gmail.com. Also, be sure to leave an iTunes review if you enjoy what you hear. For all of our other shows, head to asapodcasting.com, including My Journey with Cystic Fibrosis with Jeremy, Game Talk, General Gaming Podcast, The Fallout Feed, Fallout Podcast, Skyrimatic Podcast, and The Chatterbox.